Movies about the Civil War are almost always problematic. Either they're long and boring, or an exercise in revisionist history, or they leave out a huge part of the story. And a recent movie in theaters now has its own set of problems. The Civil War is just not an easy story to tell in a feature film, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The latest movie about the Civil War, Field of Lost Shoes, begins with a slave auction.
We got all kinds. Old ones, young ones, men and women, gals and boys.
A young white boy watches as an African-American mother is sold away from her children. Then the movie veers off to 6 years later at the Virginia Military Institute. In real life, VMI cadets were brought in to support Confederate soldiers in New Market.
All cadets will appear with canteen, blanket, and weapon at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, prepared to march.
There were many casualties among the cadets, but their actions are said to have helped turn the battle into a Confederate victory, albeit a small one. Tom Farrell is the movie's producer and co-writer.
These young men who were called up under extraordinary circumstances, never expected to actually be engaged, and came through with great valor.
During the Civil War, VMI was important to the Confederate cause, training generals and officers to defend the slaveholding South. Yet in the movie, some of the young cadets express doubts about why they're fighting.
We should not be fighting to keep people in chains. Will you or will you not defend Virginia?
I will defend my family.
There's some revisionist history going on here, says Harry Jones, a former Marine and the curator of the African American Civil War Museum in Washington, D.C.
In some ways, I would term the film as a neo-lost cause film, really trying to redeem those who supported secession. And though they admit, and this is why it's neo, they admit that slavery is the issue early on in it. But then it gets into, well, it's really just defending our home from invading forces.
The original Lost Cause Civil War movie was the silent epic Birth of a Nation from 1915. The film is considered a great cinematic achievement for, among other things, its sweeping battle scenes. But in the story, African Americans are depicted as savages, brought to justice after the war by a heroic Ku Klux Klan. Robert Eberwein is the author of The War on Film.
From a film historian perspective, it's an extraordinary achievement for 1915. Even as it induces nausea for the way in which the African Americans are treated.
Despite protests from civil rights organizations, Birth of a Nation was a box office hit. Many credit the film with a resurgence of the KKK. Whether it's Birth of a Nation, Gone with the Wind, or The Red Badge of Courage, Harry Jones says most of the major movies made about the Civil War missed a huge part of the story.
The African American story simply wasn't being told
until 1989.
I'll tell you, folks, Kingdom Come, the year of Jubilee!
Glory, starring Morgan Freeman, Matthew Broderick, and Denzel Washington, tells the story of the 54th Massachusetts, an all-black regiment that fought with the Union Army. It was directed by Edward Zwick.
What I came to understand is that this had been, in its day, one of the most famous stories in American history, and its presence had been lost in time.
The 54th Massachusetts held back Confederates at James Island in South Carolina and fought at the Battle of Fort Wagner, where many of them were killed. Glory won 3 Oscars, including Best Supporting Actor for Denzel Washington. But there was also criticism that the story was largely told from a white man's point of view. The movie centers around the 54th's white commander, Colonel Robert Gould Shaw. The other criticism is that it depicted the African-American soldiers in the 54th as runaway slaves who had no military training. Not so, says Harry Jones.
Most of the soldiers were well-trained, and Robert Gould Shaw writes that. Yet in the movie, they bring in an Irish drill sergeant to teach them how to drill.
For God's sake, man, you march like a bunch of crippled old goats. We're going to be here day and night till we get this right.
But Glory was a breakthrough, says Jones.
The importance of Glory is the advertisement that brings us to the question of African-American service during the Civil War.
A question Harry Jones says even the large academic institutions haven't fully explored. But compelling true stories are out there, he says. Take the real-life Abraham Galloway, who escaped slavery and then became a Union spy.
Galloway is like the super secret agent who travels from North Carolina to the Mississippi River Valley, gets captured by the Confederates, escapes, takes on two or three men at one time. He's that kind of a guy. But he's almost unbelievable because he's been left out of the narrative for so long.
One movie that Harry Jones says has helped him teach Galloway's story is Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, a pre-Civil War Western, where the hero is a freed slave who gets bloody revenge on white slave owners.
Last time I seen you, you had your hands on my...
After Django Unchained came out, Harry Jones was at a middle school talking about Abraham Galloway.
And one of the students yelled from the audience, "Yes, Django!" So in his mind, now he had an image of an African-American who could perform in such a way.
Almost 150 years later, it took an audacious spaghetti Western to spark an interest in Civil War history that hasn't yet been widely told. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Django! Django!